FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The response to donor funding cuts will top the agenda for G20 health and finance experts today. They're wrapping up a health working group meeting at Zimbali near Ballito.
There's a PEPFAR reduction, but also we have other donors that have reduced their funding. This has affected a number of developing countries, particularly in Africa. Seriously, patients don't know where they're going to get their ARVs from. So we need to have a plan. We can't simply sit back and say, well, you know, this happened, tough luck, you must somehow find your way. I think South Africa will find its way out, but many countries that don't have that kind of economic muscle are not going to be able to. So does it mean that those patients go without treatment? That's going to be the worst outcome.
Funding universal health coverage has been the focus of the three-day discussions. The G20 Joint Financing and Health Task Force will meet this morning to discuss aid cuts. Last month, Washington confirmed that it would be slashing aid to several countries, including funding for HIV programs here in South Africa. Health's Anban Pillay says there needs to be discussions on how the global community will respond to these changes.
We have the richest countries in the world sitting here now, and we can't simply sit by and watch this thing as a movie. We need to be participants in seeing how do we change that course.
Staying in Durban, some ratepayers have criticised Itakwini's plans to rebrand the city.
We have a total collapse of all service delivery. We have streetlights that are not working, and the city wants to spend 2.8 million on rebranding. What are they rebranding for? Who are they rebranding for? Quite honestly, we're disgusted.
Alice Govender is with the Phoenix Civic and Ratepayers Association. She feels the focus should be on service delivery.
Let's rebrand the city by having a turnaround on service delivery, on having a turnaround on using monies effectively and purposefully.
The municipality has issued a statement to defend the project, saying it was approved by council in 2017 and the funds were allocated from an existing budget. And an Australian police officer who used a taser on a 95-year-old woman, causing her to suffer a fatal fall, won't serve jail time. A judge has instead sentenced the cop to complete more than 400 hours of community service. The officer was called to assist at a nursing home in 2023 after a patient suffering from dementia was found holding a steak knife. After repeatedly asking her to drop the knife, the cop shot his stun gun. The great-grandmother fell backwards, hit her head and died a week later. The constable was found guilty of manslaughter last year. A recap of our lead story, the response to donor funding cuts will be top of mind when G20 health and finance experts hold their final group meeting at Zimbali today. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.